This is Bodhi McCoy with the fourth heart dance and the first lesson, the first class of this on this level. This is the level of the heart. This is the heart chakra, and the yoga associated with this level is called bhakti yoga. It is the yoga of devotion. We call this dance the dance of caring because it is what we care about that we are devoted to. And as we rise up to higher and higher levels of caring, our creative abilities rise also up to higher and higher levels of creativity. This is the part of the prayer that says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so also in earth." Well, that pretty much tells us the great opportunity and the dilemma that is present within this dance. And that is that God knows, our Father knows, what our deepest caring is better than we are. That caring exists beneath the depths of our awareness, which is distracted by the conditions of our lives. And truly, the bottom line there is that our souls remember the time when, before we were born as individuals into this universe, when we were at one in God's heart. And that's what we care about. How this part of the prayer says it in our own hearts is that thy kingdom come. That reality that we remember, that we reach for, that we compare everything to, will come as God's will is done. It is God's will, which is love, which is the heartfelt presence of the entire universe, that our souls crave to return to. So, you may care about having a new house, a new car, a new relationship. You may care about raising or improving the level of your relationship that currently exists. You may care about healing or helping someone else to heal. There's so many things to care about. But behind all of those, and all of those are valid, is the deeper caring that is about coming, returning back to that state, that experience of unconditional love. And that experience, that state, that presence of unconditional love, that is within us. In order for us to realize it in this earthly life, we must devote ourselves to that experience consciously. And what we perceive as unconditional love based on our understanding of the world is never really going to be that. Now, we all have to make a choice. One of the things that Jesus says is that a house cannot have two masters. And the two masters are the truth of unconditional love, which resides deep within us. And this illusion out here, wherein we see that love and opportunities to attain it in the world. And it appears in the illusion that if we pursue this person, this job, this situation, this identity, that we're going to get what we want. But that's just an illusion. We never get it that way. We never feel complete that way. But if you choose, you can create that way. The higher way to create, the way that the Lord's Prayer is really all about, is the way wherein we surrender to God's love to us so completely that we realize and manifest through our relationship with Him a level of caring that is far beyond what we can imagine. And it takes faith, because it's beyond what we can imagine. We can't see it, we can't believe in it, so we have to open to receive something that really is incomprehensible to us. And the experience of doing that, two forces come into play. One is the force of attracting, and one is the force of repelling. How often, when you reach for that thing that you think you really want, it seems to move away from you. And then you attract something that maybe you don't think that you want. Well, what you don't know is that that which you repel and that which you attract is actually honoring your soul's deeper caring, the caring that is deeper than what you are aware of. And therefore, we need to move in faith and trust that God is loving us. As we do that, when we reach for that thing that we think we want and it moves away, rather than pursuing it and pursuing it and pursuing it and making a big and fruitless chase out of something that takes a lot more energy than it's worth, and you may eventually chase it down, whatever it is, but then when you get it, it won't come to you in the manner that fulfills your vision of it. And that manner is as a gift. Working for things in life, that's okay. But it's doing it the hard way. The way that really fulfills us, that matches that experience of being loved, is when we receive our lives as gifts. Thank you. And so these are the dynamics of this dance of caring. Repelling, attracting, caring, and gratitude. Now think of the light. And think of how the light repels. Think of how the light attracts. As you imagine that candle flame, feel its presence, see how it seems to emanate caring. And see how it seems to also emanate a radiance of gratitude. Moving into that pure experience of the light of your own spirit that will allow you to start manifesting quickly beyond the level of your imagination, beyond the levels of your belief. Now you enter into the realms of the magical, the mystical, the miraculous. Now we're moving into the experience of having in our earthly lives the experience of God that in our heart of hearts we care to have. We are, as the light of our spirit emanates and repels what is not for our highest good, and naturally attracts what is for our highest good. Honoring our deepest caring, then our hearts open, spirit opens to receive the gift. And when we're standing in that light of pure caring, then we are able to assimilate the gift and be blessed by it. When we are not in our true caring, when we are outside of our true caring and honoring something that we have learned that we should care about, that we've been taught by the world is the thing that we need to have what we care about, anything that is separate from what we care about, when the gift comes to us, when the opportunity comes to us, we are not able to assimilate it. We bang up against it. We miss it. One way or another, we have an experience of not being fulfilled, of that our caring is not being honored. But in truth, it is. Our caring is always being honored. But we are not always honoring of it ourselves. And in order for us to do that, because we live in this situation where we have minds and emotions that are programmed by the world we live in, because we have that situation, we need to follow this advice that Jesus gives us, which says, to live in the world, but not to be of the world. So we raise our caring up. And a wonderful way of doing that, perhaps the most valuable advice that you will receive in any of these classes, is this simple advice, which may sound crazy until you actually exercise it with your full heart. And that is the advice to say thank you for absolutely everything. No matter what happens in your life, give thanks to God for it. If you stub your toe, if you have a car accident, if you get food poisoning, give thanks to God for it. And you will begin to assimilate the blessing that is present there. And it is always present there, always. And as you move more deeply into that experience of gratitude, you realize you do not need a condition that matches a condition that you have. Things don't need to show up the way you think they should in order for you to experience gratitude. Gratitude is part of your spirit, is part of your soul. You can just say thank you for everything. And as you say thank you and move away from the reasoning that is normally associated with gratitude and just into the pure experience of it, you will become free to realize that you can experience gratitude no matter what happens. And as you move into that freedom, you're going to tap into a center point of creativity that is truly, truly beautiful and powerful. And that's from that center point of thank you, you can quickly rise up to the highest level, which is I love you. And into the honoring of that level that is possible for us as human beings in this world, which is God bless you. Try this exercise. Apply thank you, I love you, God bless you to everything in your life. And you will lift very quickly. The dance here is I am repelling, I am attracting, I am caring, I am grateful. As your spirit repels that which is not for your highest good, it creates a space that then attracts that which is for your highest good. As you move into your caring, the experience of pure caring, you open to receive the gift. Thank you. I am repelling, I am attracting, I am caring, I am grateful. I am repelling, I am attracting, I am caring, I am grateful. I am repelling that which is not for my highest good. I am attracting that which is for my highest good. I am caring to know my highest good. And I am grateful because my highest good is always and everywhere present as I am God's child. And that is the conclusion of the first, or the fourth heart dance, first class, fourth heart dance.